It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. The football world is starting to come into sharper focus, except that nobody has any clue who the top team in the country really is. Fortunately, I'm here to help you sort through the confusion, so let's take a look at this week's games. Michigan State at Northwestern. Sparty finds itself at the top of the Big 11 this week, and will keep that in mind on Saturday. The Purple Kittens have had a week off to recover from their unexpected loss to Purdue, and they'll need all 8 of their remaining lives to survive this game. Michigan State is due for a stumble, but they'll make it out of Evanston unharmed. Bennard's loser, Northwestern. Purdue at Ohio State. The West Lafayette locomotive has picked up a head of steam, and Danny Hope will need to keep the fire going full blast as he tries to clear the tracks of some Ohio trees. After a punishing loss in Madison, Jim Tressel's nuts need to avoid getting kicked in a repeat of last year's Purdue Harbor upset. Don't count the bartenders out of this game, but I wouldn't put much money on them either. Bennard's loser, Purdue. Penn State at Minnesota. With the Valley less happy these days, Joe Pa probably welcomes a chance to go on the road against a team that his kittens can use as a scratching post. With the mid-season dismissal of Tim Brewster, the Gopher leadership has shown they've given up on this season. Don't expect to see much heart from the players either. Bennard's loser, Minnesota. Indiana at Illinois. After 3 straight weeks of playing state teams, Ron Zook heads back to the Shambana campground for the easier portion of the conference schedule. Up first is an Indiana team that struggled to beat Arkansas State at home last weekend. The Tribe have been tough defensively and could prove problematic for the basketballers' potent passing attack. Bill Lynch needs 2 more wins to get the Hoosiers to their 2nd bowl game this millennium, but that won't happen this week. Bennard's loser, Indiana. Notre Dame versus Navy. After 43 straight losses, the midshipmen are 2-1 against the Domers in the past 3 years. Brian Kelly hopes to even the score in East Rutherford Saturday afternoon and extend the longest winning streak in his Notre Dame career. Although neither team has been offensively potent, expect the Navy rushing attack to run all over the Pope's boys. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Notre Dame. LSU at Auburn. It's Tiger-on-Tiger action as 2 unbeatens fight for control of the SEC West in Jordan-Hare Stadium. Auburn has allowed at least 27 points in conference games against teams not named Mississippi State, so they'll need to put their 40.7 points per game offense to good use. Unfortunately, LSU boasts the nation's 11th best scoring defense. On the other hand, Les Miles has had some remarkably bad clock management practices, and I still expect LSU's luck to break at any time. Bennard's loser, LSU. Wisconsin at Iowa. After uprooting the Buckeyes, Brett Bielema's Badger boys head into Iowa City to try and ground Kirk Ferentz's flock. This game should be a slugfest, but it will be hard to knock the Hawkeyes out of their nest. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Wisconsin. Nebraska at Oklahoma State. The Cowboys have ridden to a 6-0 record on the backs of their trusty steed, passing offense. On Saturday, they'll welcome their first-ranked opponent into Boone's Pickens Stadium. The Shuckers have an easy start themselves, which has allowed them to reel off over 300 yards per game on the ground. This game comes down to defense, then, and the Cowpokes haven't exactly been the best of shots. Bennard's loser, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma at Missouri. Thanks to Wisconsin, the Sooners find themselves at the top of the BCS rankings this week, and they'll try to hold on to that position when they head into Columbia Saturday night. Gary Pinkel's squad has had some good stats through the first half of the season, but their resume is pretty weak. Expect Bob Stoops to expose a few flaws in the Tigers. Bennard's loser, Missouri. That's all we've got time for this week. Tune in again next week to catch more losers.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.